And let's update the situation between the United States and Iran. This is the business of the drone that the US says was in international waters when it was shot down. Donald Trump says he called off a strike against Iran because the estimated casualties were not proportionate to shooting down an unmanned drone. Aaron Mater is deputy editor and senior Pentagon correspondent for the global website Defense News. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
How quickly things change. The Washington Post is reporting this morning Donald Trump saying that he can see a situation where Iran might be the US's best friend again. But it's still pretty tense in the Middle East over this, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. This is one of those situations where a lack of communication on both sides and maybe too much communication in some regards is making things a little bit confusing for everyone involved.
Do we think things happened the way we've been told, calling off the attack at the last minute, as it were, or does that sound better for the president to say things happened that way? What is your take?
You know, it does seem, based on all the information we've been able to gather here in D.C., that there was a call made to go ahead with some sort of retaliatory strike, and then it was pulled back. There's a little bit of confusion. As with all things Trump, things tend to go back and forth a little bit.
Having planes in the air, as it were, with the president overriding the attack decision sounds more robust, though, than doing nothing or dithering. I mean, that was possibly a consideration.
I think a lot of things are under consideration. Look, the question is always whether it's appropriate response or not. Trump appears to have decided that the potential loss of life from Iranian personnel that would be hit with these strikes wasn't the proper response for an unmanned drone being shot down. Other presidents might have decided differently. It's the military's job to offer a whole bunch of options in these situations, so I'm sure they had a wide range of opportunities and decisions to make there.
The Iranians say, Aaron, they warned the US twice before the drone was shot down, and a P-8 spy plane was similarly warned and moved away, but the drone stayed on its course. What is your analysis of that, if that version is correct?
Assuming that is correct, and again, we're going to get both sides are putting out all sorts of data and images and statements saying, oh, well, we were in the right here. They were over our territory. No, we weren't. Let's assume that's correct for the sake of argument. It's interesting that they gave a warning that's good. That's proper kind of etiquette for these type of things. The decision to go after a unmanned system as opposed to a manned P-8 was certainly, I think, a wise one. That would have escalated this far beyond what losing an unmanned system is. That would have been roughly 30 American personnel who would have been potentially killed in a strike like that. You know, I think there's a lot of signs back and forth that Iran doesn't necessarily want to start a giant conflict with the U.S., isn't necessarily looking for this fight, but that they feel because of economic sanctions that the U.S. has put on post-Iran nuclear deal, I think Iran does feel it's backed up against a corner and is striking out a little bit.
And he's in a tricky position too, Trump, isn't he? Trying to sound both humane, you know, I spared 150 lives, and strong. And there are always memories, you talked about the past presidents, of Jimmy Carter's seeming impotence during the Iranian hostage crisis all those years ago. These are very delicate decisions to make.
These are, and I think Trump has shown kind of consistently over the last 2 years a reluctance to actually start the big fight. You can look at the North Korea situation as something comparable from the last couple of years. What did he do? It was bluster. My bombs will be bigger than your bombs. I'm not going to stand for this. The U.S. can destroy North Korea in a heartbeat. And then as soon as Kim Jong-un reached out and said, hey, we're willing to talk, Trump jumped on it. You're seeing that again with some of his comments today, where Trump said just on the way to Camp David this morning, I'd love to talk to Iran. Let's talk. We'll make a deal. We can have a deal done so quickly, it'll make your head spin. This seems like it's part of Trump's presidential playbook. It's try to escalate and then at a certain point drop back and try to reach out and talk.
The danger here now, Aaron, the big danger as you see it, please. Mike Pompeo has said a manned aircraft shot down will be a definite red line. What do you think, or do you think that it's brinkmanship and Iran will be careful about that and avoid that kind of incident? What's your take on how this plays out now?
This is where some of the internal Iranian politics get a little messy. There's, of course, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, which is the kind of elite military force of Iran, is something of its own entity. And there's been some speculation among experts that the attacks on the tankers in the Strait of Hormuz were perhaps something the IRGC was doing on its own to send a signal to its own government saying, hey, don't get weak. We got to show that we're strong and we can push back. The concern here is you have two countries that just are talking to each other, really. Except for apparently through Twitter and a couple of big statements of the UN. So at the end of the day, there's a lot of concern about, okay, if we get to an escalatory situation, will we be able to draw back? This is where I think a strike on a manned platform, and Iran will know this. If they take American lives, if American personnel are lost, that is a red line for America. It has been for many, many years. That's the entire point of having our military forces around. I think Iran will be very careful before doing anything against American personnel. That said, the concern is always going to be something happens, it's misinterpreted, and then we're off to the races.
That sounds like a good summation. Aaron, thank you very much for your time. We appreciate your expertise on this.
Hey, thank you for having me. Appreciate it.